Okay. Well, you could say he's lived here ever, what,
1960.
Well, now the word I want you to say is since. He's lived here ever since 1960.
Ever since 1960.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and I want to go back to this one, too. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
fists.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is just talk. I'm just interested in having you talk. So I wonder if you would tell me what you did today from the time you got up until the time I walked into the garage. Like, what time you got up and what you had for breakfast and where you went and who you saw.
I got up this morning. I had breakfast, hamburger.
Uh-huh.
And then I got ready after that and come over here to the shop, to Mr. Raymond's shop.
Uh-huh.
They have my car waiting.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with your car?
Need a grease seal in.
Uh-huh.
Blanket lights wouldn't work either.
Oh, gosh, that's a nuisance. What kind of car is it?
It's a Chevrolet pickup.
Uh-huh. And do you use that with your farming work?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of things do you do with it?
I just haul cotton and haul stuff when I need yarn and different stuff.
Uh-huh. And what do you raise?
I raise cotton and corn.
Uh-huh. And do you...
potatoes, peanuts, and things like that.
Uh-huh. And where do you sell these things?
In Everton.
Uh-huh. Is there a market, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm marketing for cotton.
Uh-huh.
It's the only thing I market.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the corn and the peanuts and things? What do you...
I raise for roasting ears and things for the hog corn.
How many hogs do you have?
I have two.
Uh-huh. And when the time comes, do you butcher them yourself?
No. I got somebody to do it.
Uh-huh. And then does your wife make pressed meat and sauce?
Yeah, she do all that. Uh-huh. She makes sausage too.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I guess that's about...